Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 19th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Noitel Odom Kisam Milfonov. Person can take a bit of wood, splinter of wood, from what's lying in front of him. Lachatzot Boishinov, in order to clean his teeth with it. Take out pieces that are stuck in the teeth. Umagabev min hachotzer. And he can even take splinters of wood from the whole entire yard, wherever he can find in his yard. Umadlik, and use that for under his pot on Yom Tov. Shekol ma shebechotzer muchanhu. Because whatever is in the chotzer in a person's yard is considered prepared. Everything has to be prepared for Yom Tov. And if it's not prepared, you can't have it. So the Tana Kama holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that one is allowed to take from anywhere in the Chotzer. Some Mefarshim explain that when Rabbi Eliezer said in the beginning of the Mishnah, he can take a splinter Mishalfonov from what's in front of him, Lav Dafke doesn't mean only from what's in front of him in the house. Because, as it says later on, even from what's in the Chotzer he's allowed to use. And the only reason he mentioned Mishalfonov that he can take from what's in front of him is to tell us that the Chachamim who are going to argue, who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, they hold that even Mishalfonov, even what's ready at hand in front of him, one is not allowed to take to clean out and take out the waste from one's teeth. V'Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Megabev Mishalfonov Umadlik. They say that one can only take from what's in front of him and use that as firewood on Yom Tov for Madlik. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer in two respects. Number one, that a person cannot take a kisame, a splinter of wood, even from what's in front of him, to clean his teeth, because they hold that the wood, timber, or splinters of wood are only there for hasoka, for using it as firewood, which you can use on Yom Tov. But for any other purpose, they would be considered muktzah. Second thing they argue with, that even when taking wood for hasoka, for using it for timber, it's only permitted to use from what's in front of him in his house. But from what's out in the chotzer, out in the yard, it is forbidden, because there's quite a bother in order to collect the pieces out in the chotzer. So therefore the Chachamim hold that it was not his intention to use the Erev Yom Tov, and therefore by definition that makes the muktzah set aside, cannot use it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Zayin. One cannot produce a fire, lo min ha'etzim, v'lo min ha'avonim, v'lo min ha'afar, v'lo min ha'mayim. Not from rubbing wood or striking wood together, nor from striking stones together, nor from hard earth. Sometimes digging into hard earth produces fire, nor from water, which is sometimes done by filling a cup with water, putting it in front of the sun, and as the glass gets hot, they bring a little bit of something combustible and put it against the glass and it ignites. All these methods of producing fire are osur because it's moilid. You're creating fire. One cannot create fire on Yom Tov. One can simply use an existing fire, but not to create fire. Ve'ein malabnin esar hofim. One cannot make white hot the tiles that they use to cover roofs, litzlois bahan, to use them for roasting. The Gemara explains that we're talking here about new tiles, and the reason it cannot make it white hot is because by doing so, one is actually strengthening them and therefore making a keli, or a tikkun keli. It's like repairing a keli. V'oid omar Rabbi Eliezer says further. Now, our Mishnah uses the word v'oid and further because it's going to be in addition to the leniency that we found Rabbi Eliezer had in the first Mishnah, in the Mishnah beforehand, where he said that you can take from anywhere in the yard and you can use this wood for the teeth. In addition to that, he now, in our Mishnah, will say another color, another leniency, namely, Oid Oimed Odom Al Hamukze. A person can stand on a place where their figs and grapes are set aside in order to dry them. Erev Shabbos Bashvi's, on the eve of Shabbos in the Shemitah year, when there's no Maaseris, one doesn't have to give, there's the whole year's produce, if one is exempt of taking Maaser. V'omer, and he can say on Erev Shabbos, Mikan ani oichel l'mochar. From here, from this place, I'm going to eat tomorrow on Shabbos. That hazmona, that preparation, will now allow him, will be sufficient for him to now eat from any of those figs or dates in that area, in that muktzah area, that set-aside area for drying during the Shabbos. Now, the truth is, you can do that all year. It doesn't have to be just the Shemitah year. Our Mishnah mentions the Shemitah year because Shemitah year, you don't have to take Maaser. There's no Maasers involved. During the rest of the year, you would have to first take Maaser from all the fruits in Erev Shabbos. And normally, the Muktzah area, this area where fruits are lying out to be dried, is not normally tithed. Normally has not had Maaser taken from it. Normally one doesn't take Maaser before the Gemar Malacha, before it's reached an end stage. And if that's the case, it would not help simply to say, oh yes, I'm going to eat from this on Shabbos, because it would be Osa to eat anyway because of Tevel. Why? Because once Shabbos would arrive, even if it hasn't reached an end stage or Gemar Malacha, the day of Shabbos itself has a powerful impact on Maaseris, that it's one of the, there are several things in addition, but one of the things that make it now kavua l'maiser, it makes the produce now subject to Maaser, even if it hasn't reached the Gemar Malacha. And for that reason, our Mishnah gets out of that complication by saying that this took place in the Shemitah year, there's no din of Maaser, and it's simply all he has to say is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. The Chachamim say, no, that's not good enough. He cannot eat on Shabbos from the fruits that were set aside in that muktzah area to dry out unless he actually identified the place of the fruits that he will actually eat from on Shabbos. Some of Farshim learn, and it's not good enough just to say this general area of the drying area of the fruits. Some of Farshim learned that the reason for the Machlekes is Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bereira. Yesh Bereira means that when he takes from the fruits on Shabbos, we say it's already been retrospectively, it's as if it's retrospectively chosen that the fruits he's taking now are the ones that were really prepared on Erev Shabbos, or the fruits that he's going to take on Shabbos are the ones that he prepared already on Erev Shabbos. The Chacham hold Ein Brera, we cannot apply that principle of Brera here, and therefore they say that you have to actually mark or identify the actual fruits that you're going to take on Shabbos, and you have to say, on Erev Shabbos already, from here till this point, I'm going to eat tomorrow. Identify the actual place.